Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Do, 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 do. The Jets have made a hire as offensive coordinator. What's that mean? Brandon Weeden will join us this hour. We'll get his thoughts on the playoffs and all the quarterback stories. Garrett Wilson just checked in. We're about an hour away. We're gonna have, is that right, Jay Stu? Did I read that correctly?
I'm naming our second hour today. The Dan Beyer hour of Ohio State receivers.
The Dan Beyer hour, right? The Dan Beyer hour. Got it. Okay. Beyer. Oh, wait. Jay Stu, I'm reading this on my screen here, and I love it, and I want you to kind of expound upon it. But first, I guess the story of the day is Frank Reich was hired as head coach of the Panthers, right? So Nathaniel Hackett, offensive coordinator of the Jets. Obviously, everybody thinks, well, Aaron Rodgers coming. But Frank Reich hired. Why did you put down that Mike Silver is ticked off?
See, now we're bringing the listener behind the curtain. This is an inside joke. You know, obviously Frank Reich was hired. He's white. Steve Wilkes wasn't hired, and he's not white. So my thing is the countdown to Mike Silver's pissed off tweet, which I'm sure has already happened.
The meltdown?
Yeah.
The meltdown? Yeah. Just so you know that Frank Reich did play for the Carolina Panthers back in 1995. Wow. Remember that was when their expansion team, I think he was their first quarterback that they signed. right? So the question becomes, like Frank Reich, who of course is, he's as a head coach, okay, as a head coach, he was a head coach of the Colts, but Andrew Luck was his quarterback, right? Then he had Jacoby Brissett, Philip Rivers, Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan, Sam Ehlinger, right? He had a laundry list of dudes as his quarterback. Previous to that, they won the Super Bowl. Remember, that was when his quarterback was also Carson Wentz, and then Carson Wentz went down, and he replaced him with Nick Foles. So this leads us to the question, we all believe that guys generally, it's a general statement, generally, they bring in somebody who they've worked with before. That happens everywhere I've ever been. We're like, man, why'd they hire that guy? Like, oh, they're boys. They worked together before. But I don't think it's Wentz. I don't think it's Matt Ryan. Obviously, Jacoby Brissett's a maybe as a backup. But what does this mean in terms of starter? Does that mean they keep Sam Darnold? Right? You got a quarterback whisperer with Sam Darnold. They do have some investment in him. I think what's more likely is they draft a quarterback or develop a quarterback. Or, you know, they got the third string quarterback who is hurt all year, who they may want to develop there. But this is, it's a really interesting thing that they have with Frank Reich, where a lot of people like the overall talent of the Carolina Panthers and think they're not that far away. Can Frank Reich be the guy? Can Frank Reich be the guy? I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is. But, you know, they're not bringing in Baker after Baker was already there this year and got beat out. What does it mean? He's also, I mean, this may be far afield. Frank Reich is a super devout Christian. When I think of somebody who is that level of preachy and would be a fit, Derek Carr is a guy who is who I think this past weekend even spoke at a church. But that's the breadcrumbs we get on what quarterbacks are going where. You know, Carolina, not a major market player, but in a division where you got to figure if you get the right quarterback, you get the right mix, you can compete for a championship, considering Tampa won the division but was under 500, and now they've cut most of their roster. So, and then, of course, we look at the lines and the movement there. Pat Mahomes met with the media. He seemed to be walking fine, and he's okay. We saw the new look Lakers. Anthony Davis is back. Rui Hachimura is back. And then you get the Jets thing. DB, what do you think of what do you think of the Frank Reich hire in terms of what it means in quarterback movement?
Yeah, really interesting. It also makes me think that the Panthers feel like they are closer to winning now than than maybe a rebuild to try to, you know, start from scratch. Maybe they liked what they, you know, had with Sam Darnold over that last stretch and feel like, you know, they're going to exhaust every single option. That's what I took it as. That the success that you had with, you know, Philip Rivers, maybe that can translate in this scenario.
In terms of just being I'm interested in the Sam Darnold thing. There are signs of, I remain the last stockholder, right? Where I'm like, man, everybody else has sold their stock and I'm like still holding on it. Like, you know, Geno Smith had a great resurgence here later in his career. Maybe that's what we'll see. But when you look at all the quarterbacks available, you know, when you look at all the quarterbacks available, outside of Jacoby Brissett, who you'd bring in as a backup, none of them really make sense in this one in terms of guys he's worked with before.
No, and there's the other factor of Carolina picks ninth in the draft. And in the mock drafts that I see a lot, there is Carolina trading up in that spot. So maybe that's their line of thing. But the Darnold thing, who they'd have to re-sign, is the one that I actually think that it makes sense for the track record of of Frank Reich, and heck, if it, try to squeeze what you can out of it, and maybe the guy that you know the most, and you think that Frank Reich can get that out of him, that could be the option. And just of what Frank Reich has done and what he's used to, maybe they just chose the wrong guys in Indianapolis, and maybe Darnold won't be the guy in Carolina, but that just seems to be, along the lines that they're going. Because honestly, the way that they played down the stretch, and their defense has a bunch of really good pieces. It's why they didn't want to trade Brian Burns at the trade deadline. DJ Moore stayed on offense, but they seem to have more of a physical running game with Dante Foreman and Chuba Hubbard. So you've got pieces there that I think that they liked moving forward, and now you bring in Frank Reich to make sure that your quarterback position is fixed.
Jay Stu, what do you think?
Oh, man, I don't know much. I leave this stuff to you guys, but I am interested in this. I don't know much about how Frank does in that market and that with that team, but is this where Carson Wentz makes his fourth NFL stop? As soon as the Commanders do what they do with him, does Reich bring him in? Do you see him being a Panther? Maybe not immediately, but soon thereafter? And another question for you guys. What does this mean for Steve Wilks? Is he just going to go be a defensive coordinator somewhere, or does he get hired in this cycle?
No. No. I mean, he got the job in Arizona. He didn't have a great roster, a good offensive line, but it was bad. And I thought he did a reasonably solid job with Carolina, but, he had a two-month audition. And for whatever reason, they chose to bring in offense. That could very much just be a circumstance of, hey, we've only had defensive guys in here. We really got to figure out the offense, and that's what we go with. But I think, Frank Reich has similar experience, if not better. I just don't think Steve Wilks becomes a head coach. And maybe through no fault of his own, but this is a little bit like what we talked about yesterday, where when you don't bring your own guy with you, it's a good sign that that guy can't play. When Steve Wilks, who came from Carolina to Arizona, gets the interim job with Carolina where he has sweat equity, and he gets a look but doesn't get the job, and they finish decently, I think that's telling you, whether or not it's real or imagined, it does seem to tell people, guy's a great guy, just not a head coach.
Sam Darnold, in his final starts for the Panthers, had an awful final week. But in the five starts that he had when he ended up taking over in November, had a passer rating of over 100 four times. So there's enough there for the Panthers to be like, all right, let's maybe figure out a way. Let's maybe try to bring him, back. Maybe you don't use that first round pick on trading up and trying to get a quarterback, because there's likely not going to be one available where they pick at number 9. But he wasn't the Sam Darnold that we like to say Sam Darnold about.
No, listen, you know me, Beyer. Like, I actually really like Sam Darnold.
Yep.
I think he's got,
yep.
I've always thought he had, he never had a particularly good roster, particularly good coaching but at some point you can't put the blame elsewhere, or is it Matt Corral? Are they all in on Matt Corral being the guy who eventually, after missing this year, comes in and takes over the job? I don't know. I don't know.
I think that the investment in quarterbacks outside of the first round is, I just don't think that you have to make a commitment at that point. Like, there is no guarantee that player gets a shot. And I'm all right. Like, if somebody else outplays them, like, there's not the, hey, we gotta get this guy some reps. I would almost even say, Doug, honestly, outside of the first 15 picks of the first round at times, which is why I didn't think Jordan Love was the necessity for Green Bay of, what are you going to do with Rodgers when you have Love? Like, if Love never played, that means Rodgers was playing that well, and
sure,
so be it. And so I feel the same way with about second and third round picks. And if there's enough there for Carolina to want to bring Darnold back, then go right ahead. But I don't think that there's, it would obviously be, and I'm not saying that you're not saying this, but it would obviously have to be a competition for Corral to try to win a job, because they're just not going to hand it to him.
Yeah, I don't know what, you know, like that would scream to me that Reich had some sort of knowledge of Corral. You know, when you sit down, you got to have like, what's your plan at quarterback? You know, like, hey, I really like Sam Darnold. I think, you know, it doesn't make a ton of money and we can extend him so he doesn't make a ton of money. And if he lies like Corral, we know we'll work with him. It's got to be an overall plan thing. But the one thing about Reich is he is seen as kind of a quarterback whisperer. And if they feel like there's something there with Darnold and he can only grow it, that would make sense. Darnold's still not old. Like, he's not 30 years old. Right? He's like 27. It's crazy. So still plenty of juice in that tank if that's what they see. And I'm with you. You did see marked improvement and solid play at the end of the year. It's interesting because Carolina's a team that one of those markets we don't talk a ton about, but here's a division which is really down. Previously, it had been the best division in football, and it does feel like that Carolina has probably the best overall group of talented players, that quarterback quality coaching consistency away from making that jump, even though they trade away Christian McCaffrey midseason.
This is the best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
NBA fans, listen up. You gotta try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the code Doug. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the code Doug. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Don't answer this question, Ramos or Jason Stewart. Dan Beyer, what song comes, what movie comes to your mind when you hear the song?
Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
for my non-movie love of not liking movies, I am a big John Hughes teen 80s. Yes.
You know what? Honestly, we're going to divert what we were talking about. We're going to talk about John Hughes movies. John Hughes is a brilliant filmmaker. And for our kind of childhood and teen years, right? Like do we all agree? Like, are we all, I'm not saying anything. Okay. So here's the movies. If you're like, okay, I know Breakfast Club, I like that. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Weird Science, Uncle Buck, Beethoven, Home Alone, National Lampoon's Vacation, Christmas Vacation, which some people consider the, in my household, that's the GOAT Christmas movie. Dutch is another really good one. Mr. Mom. You guys remember Mr. Mom?
It's one of my favorite movies, and I tell people all the time, I say, I think it came out in 80 or 81. The humor and 83. The themes are still extremely relevant and funny. You know, there's some ridiculous stuff that you saw in the late 70s that dates it, but the jokes and the humor, they still hold up. That's an amazing movie, by the way.
I held a grudge against Martin Mull for a good decade.
Great character, yes.
For him in that movie.
He did go sci-fi a little bit. He had The Fifth Element, which I really liked. But for the most part, it was some form of the 2000s from like mid 90s on, or maybe even early 90s on, Beethoven in 92, Beethoven second, 101 Dalmatians, the live one, Flubber. Mid 90s on, he went to kind of straight family movies. You know, Dutch was like his last Chicago-based John Candy. That was a really good one. Or no, that wasn't, Dutch wasn't John Candy. It was, what's his name from Ed O'Neill from, Married with Children. But man, well, there's so many good John Hughes movies. All right, we'll do a rank them. Give me your top three, no particular order, Dan Beyer.
Breakfast Club, no, Ferris Bueller, 1, Breakfast Club, 2, 16 Candles, 3.
Wait, what was the second one?
Breakfast Club, 2, yeah, Ferris Bueller's number 1.
Okay, what about you there, J-Stew?
Wow, man, it's tough. Mr. Mom's in there. I loved Uncle Buck. I love Plane, Trains, and Automobiles. So I'm going to, just to go, I'm not going to do any Brat Pack stuff. So top to bottom, Mr. Mom at 1, Uncle Buck, and then Planes, Trains.
Ramos?
I will do Brat Pack because that was right in my wheelhouse. I was a teenager, so I loved all those movies. I would say Pretty in Pink, 3, Breakfast Club 2, and 16 Candles 1.
Okay, this one's hard because the top three to me are 16 Candles, Ferris Bueller's Breakfast Club, but what do I do with Home Alone? What do I do with Christmas Vacation? What do I do with the first Vacation? With Weird Science, Planes, Trains, Mr. Mom, Dutch, Beethoven was awesome. So I will do my sister's favorite movie. As a kid with 16 Candles. Last year, my girls turned 16. It was mandatory viewing at my house. Like, we're like, hey, you guys aren't doing anything. This is what we're watching. Went to dinner, and they watched 16 Candles. So 16 Candles is 3. Home Alone is 2. And Breakfast Club is 1. And I don't know how I don't rank Ferris Bueller's because it's so good. And my kids have watched and loved it. But Breakfast Club is, in fact, iconic. And it does. This is the point is, it does stand up on some levels. Like, it does stand up. The conglomerate of kids from different, the Saturday school they don't have anymore, detentions they don't have anymore. But outside of that, everything else still stands up. I love it. I love it so much.
I need to make one amendment, and then we can get to an update and Brandon waiting here. But I can't go on record and not have Vacation in my top three. So I'm going to kick out Uncle Buck. Vacation's one of my favorite movies of all time. So Vacation
or Christmas Vacation?
Vacation's the better of the two. We've had this discussion. Vacation is head and shoulders above the other Vacations, and then Christmas Vacation second, in my book.
How good? Well, it's interesting because I find Chevy Chase to be incredibly bitter and not funny now. But if we, you know, you look back between those two and then Fletch, and even Fletch Lives, he's the opposite of Brussels sprouts, right? Brussels sprouts as a kid, like if somebody was making Brussels sprouts, it smelled like people were breaking wind in the kitchen, and you wanted to avoid dinner at all costs. Now, you know, people chop them up and and flash fry them or kick them in the oven with oil, olive oil. They're on menus and people order them as appetizers. Chevy Chase is the opposite. He used to be as desired as anybody to be in a movie and be funny. Now he's just not funny. Super bitter. I bring up the memories because today is the third anniversary, right? Or is it 3 years? How do we do it? Because isn't it 4 years since Kobe died in the helicopter crash? Or is it three years?
Yeah, it's
three years. My daughter's best friend, Alyssa Altabelli, and her parents perished in the helicopter crash. Tough day, but you know, it's one of those, like, you look back and you think of memories. Not bad to have a good John Hughes memory days. Brandon Whedon joins us. Of course, former first-round draft pick of the Cleveland Browns. Started for three different teams in the National Football League. By the way, the show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Brandon, we've been talking John Hughes movies. Those kind of, you were always older, right, when you played in college, but you're not like my age. What was the iconic movies of your childhood?
Oh gosh, man, I don't even know. I'm trying to think. I think teenage years, or you know, I'm thinking sports wise, I'm thinking like Major League. I probably shouldn't have been watching them at the age I was. Shoot, man, I don't know. I'll be honest, it's embarrassing whenever I've got buddies that are, you know, movie buffs or whatever. They watch a ton of movies. But I've got narcolepsy, man. Whenever I lay down and it's a cold room and I turn a movie on, I tried to watch Madoff last night and I fell asleep 20 minutes in. I have a hard time staying awake. But
I got that, too. I got that, too. The last episode of Yellowstone, I had to play it 8 different times before I could watch it because I put it in before I go to sleep and then I was like out. I'm like, man. And I was watching it on demand, and my on demand, you can't fast forward or rewind or whatever. I'm like, this sucks. Brandon Whedon, our guest on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Let's go back to last weekend. You were quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. What went wrong for Dak from your perspective?
Yeah, he just didn't look real comfortable. I mean, you rewind the week prior. I mean, just stood in the pocket. You know, delivered throws accurately on time. You know, he was trusting what he saw. They were able to run the ball pretty effectively. You know, they're more physical up front. And then, he won that pass rush with the 49ers is pretty good. I mean, arguably maybe the best in the league. But he just didn't look comfortable. I mean, I think sometimes whenever, you know, you're not – you know, moving the ball consistently offensively, sometimes you kind of get out of your comfort zone and start doing some things you don't want to do. You know, it's when it's not going great, it's, you know, you're searching for answers. And just to me, it looked like he never really got in a rhythm. I think that's why people are frustrated with him. That, you know, he plays like he does the week before and everybody's like, wow, now that's about as good a quarterback play as you can get. I mean, you know, last week against a really good defense, I mean, the best defense in football. You know, he forced a few. You know, the one we got batted, he kind of forced that one and threw a couple of pretty bad picks, you know, one of them being down in their own territory. So turnovers, which has been kind of his Achilles heel, and just not throwing the ball near as accurately as he needs to.
What is your assessment of Brock Purdy and how he played?
And I hate that I'm even saying this word, but, you know, he managed it, you know, and he still makes all the throws. So I don't consider him like a game manager. I hate that term because that's the quarterback's job. That's Tom Brady's job. That's Aaron Rodgers' job. That's Patrick Mahomes' job, is to manage the game and control it. But, you know, he's got unbelievable talent around him, and he knows where to go with football. He's pretty decisive. He throws the ball relatively accurate. Doesn't have the biggest arm, but he anticipates throws really well. He did that at Iowa State. I thought he, you know, was a good quarterback coming out. He just doesn't have all the measurables, but – whatever that's worth. But, you know, I just think he he's playing with a lot of confidence. He's got a swag about him. You know, he just looks like he, at times, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, doesn't really have a pulse out there. And I think that's a good thing. I think he's flatlined the whole time. He never gets too high, never gets too low. And his demeanor, I think, is pretty infectious for those guys around him. And it's pretty evident he's a gamer and a competitive dude. So I've been impressed. He's played well. And, I mean, any quarterback in the league would have to have those, you know, those weapons around him. I mean, Kittle's a monster. McCaffrey's a beast. Deebo Samuel is an absolute freak. I mean, he's got cats everywhere. Good offensive line. So I'm happy for him, man. It's a cool story. And you know, he's making the most of his opportunity.
All right. This is a different animal, right? As much as Micah Parsons is the beast and the Cowboys defense is good, up front, Eagles defense is nasty. And they tend to get a lead so they can pin their ears back. How different is the challenge versus the Eagles defense?
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it right there. I think you got to start fast and don't fall into a big hole where you got to, you know, come out and drop back and throw it. I mean, that's if you allow that defensive line to pin their ears back and come after you, it's gonna be a long night. I mean, Trent Williams arguably probably is the best left tackle in ball, but I mean, you know, if he has to do that 40 times a game, that's hard on anybody. So they got to get out and play fast, start early, start fast early. You know, and Shanahan's one of the best at it. I think you got to mix in some screens, get creative with the screen game, just because that'll slow that down a little bit. Obviously, running the football helps. You just have to get creative in a bunch of different ways, you know, and that's protections. You know, mix in 5-man protections, mix in 7-man protections in the same look. You know, in order to take shots, sometimes you gotta max protect, and that's, you know, I think they got to like their, you know, matchup, especially with Kittle, you know, on the inside. But, yeah, you got to start fast, establish a run game. And because, again, like you just said, I mean, the Eagles have been kind of playing with the lead pretty much all year. And if you allow that defense to, you know, get their engines revved up and pin their ear back, man, it's going to be a long night. So, yeah, it's going to be a heck of a game, man. I'm sure you're going to ask me who I think is going to win both games, and I still don't know. I think it's going to be great football on Sunday.
No, I mean, listen, I'm not sure any of us really know. I mean, that's so much in game action. So it strikes me that what Jalen is doing with Shane Steichen is, you know, Steichen is, there's a lot of designed runs, which are really harder because it's 11-on-11 football, changes up your assignments. How do you counteract that, right? When you play kind of a traditional defense most of the year, and now you're playing against a non-traditional offense, how do you counteract that if you're the Niners?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you ask a defensive coach, it's got to be gap sound. Your front, you know, linebackers have to fit the gaps. You got to be gap sound on the defensive line, you know, and you know, trust what your eyes see. You know, teams never had to worry about that with me and my game, but I've been, you know, being around other guys like a Deshaun. I mean, you can tell that teams want to play those guys a little bit different. I think it comes down to tackling in space. These defenses that are left are all pretty good teams that tackle in space, one-on-one, you know, out there on the perimeter. But I think you got to pick your spots when you want to pressure them. Because I think if you know, you want to pin your ears back and you want to try to, you know, run a bunch of pressures, yeah, that's good. But he also likes to get the ball out pretty quick. And then, you know, they have different ways to kind of eye violate you. You know, that RPO, if we, you know, everybody knows about him. They like to do a lot of that stuff. So I was with Shane Steichen in Cleveland. He's a very innovative mind, very, you know, he kind of thinks one step ahead, and that's why I think he's doing so well. He's got a great quarterback and a lot of good weapons, but he's doing a great job. I think if you're the 49ers, I mean, you know, D'Amico Ryans is, I mean, I just read that he's arguably, you're going to have a chance at that Broncos job. He's a great defensive mind. He's got great players. Honestly, if I'm them, their pass rush is so good with their front four, I don't pressure him that much. I'm gonna play more zone coverage. I'm not going to play a ton of man. I'm going to mix it in. But I'm going to play zone coverage and force him to, you know, 14, 15 play drives, see if he can be patient and kind of dink and dunk his way down the field. And that's kind of whenever I played against the 49ers a handful of times, that's what I remember them doing. You know, Robert Saleh, that was his theory, is, you know, this quarterback's not patient enough to sit in the pocket, check it down, you know, throw under, you know, underneath routes and do that, you know, 12 to 15 times down the field. And he's probably right. A lot of guys want to take shots, and that's how you, you know, sustain drive. So That's, if I'm the 49ers, I do that. I play a bunch of zone coverage, mix in some zone pressures here and there. Just don't let them behind you. It's obvious that Philly's got some weapons on the outside, but I just think you got to force the Eagles to sustain those long drives and hopefully come away with some field goals.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Brandon Whedon is our guest. Brandon, Pat Mahomes has a high ankle sprain. Seemed to be walking okay at the podium yesterday when he got off the podium. How does that change things if he's got? You didn't run around the way he does, but he's still. I mean, he's not running for first down as much as moving the pocket. How does it change things with the high ankle sprain?
Yeah, I mean, it'll change him, like you said, in the pocket. I had that injury, high ankle sprain against OU the last game of the year, my junior year. It was on the right foot, and I think that's the most important thing. That's the foot he uses to, one, move around, shuffle up. That foot's always working to get in the ground and get the ball out, kind of his dry foot, the foot he pushes off of. So, fortunately there's some shots he can get to kind of mask that pain. I'm assuming he'll get one pregame and one at halftime. But it's just a nagging injury. They suck. I mean, they're not a lot of fun. I had a buddy just ask me that. I'm like, I still think him on one leg, and the other one, let's say 45-50%, I still think he's better than the majority of guys in the league. So, I mean, he's going to have to be more of a true pocket passer, uses mobility when he can. But, it'll be interesting to see what their game plan is, and how good he feels, because he's obviously tougher than I am, because I didn't have to play the next week, and I remember being sore for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks even, so it's an injury that hangs with you for a while, and being on that right foot makes it tough. But again, I mean, how do you ever question that guy? This dude is, all he does is continue, seems like he just gets better, and every time out he plays well. I mean, he's an absolute monster, I would never doubt him. I mean, I assume he'll be ready, and that Chiefs offense is so much fun to watch, man. They're so creative, and the way they attack defenses is a lot of fun to watch.
What makes Burrow able to perform so well?
Oh, I think it's just poise, understanding what they do offensively, understanding the defense, knowing where to go with the football, his accuracy. The guy can he's pinpoint accurate. Just confidence. I mean, he's got confidence in the pocket. He's got confidence in the guys around him. He's got confidence in his arm and his ability to deliver throws. I mean, he's Joe Cool, man. I mean, it's a great nickname for him because he's, a little different game than Mahomes. He's probably faster than Mahomes, but he doesn't get out and run around as much. I guess one of those guys that what he does, you can't teach. I mean, I saw Matt Hasselbeck did a deal on TV. I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago. He's talking about his pocket presence and his ability to have two hands on the ball in the pocket and his ability to escape pressure with, maintaining good, pocket fundamentals. And he's probably one of the best at it. I mean, he doesn't put the ball on the ground in the pocket very, very often and doesn't throw a ton of picks. He's very smart with the ball. So, I mean, he's a complete quarterback. And he's got a great receiving core and a couple, really good running backs. So I'm a big fan. I love watching the guy play. He just makes it look too damn easy. I know it's not easy. I've been out there. It's not as easy as he makes it look. And that dude just stands in there and never phases him. And you can blitz him. You can hit him. You can do whatever. Got to get up and he's going to sling it. So he's a lot of fun. He's become one of my favorite quarterbacks to watch in the league.
Brandon Whedon, former starting quarterback of the Browns, the Texans, the Cowboys. B, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, buddy. See you.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio, and let's welcome in Garrett Wilson, who, rookie wide receiver for the Jets. Of course, he set a Jets team record for receptions and yards by a rookie, 83 catches, 1,103 yards, 10th overall pick in last year's NFL draft out of The Ohio State University, and he's a finalist for Offensive Rookie of the Year. He's here on behalf of Panini Rookie Trading Cards. Garrett, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good.
Good.
17 games in the bank, one rookie season, and it was a wild one, right? Three different quarterbacks. Yeah. Four different quarterbacks to throw to work with. A wild season for the Jets. How would you characterize your season?
I would say that, you know, there was peaks and valleys in it. You know, being a rookie, I just wanted to be soaking in everything I could, and I learned a lot, you know, this first year. So, you know, that was the main thing, and you know, it was great to have a, you know, some vets around me that I could lean on throughout the season.
What was the valley? What was the part that was hardest for you?
Just the ups and downs of it for me. You know, I wanna win. I wanna be, you know, playing in the playoffs. And for me, you know, we started off so well, and then having the fall off we had at the end of the season. You know, that was the peaks and valleys of it.
What was the peak? What was the absolute best moment of your rookie year?
Probably being the Bills the first time we played them at home, and that felt good. And, you know, felt like we was playing really good ball, and it was, you know, going to continue out the season. So, you know, that was probably the highest point of the whole season right there.
Garrett Wilson joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. What is it like to, you know, you got to do your job, right? And yet, you're dealing with multiple quarterbacks, and there's all the discussion about Zach, especially in terms of quarterback. What's that like for you to process and go to work with every day?
For me, I'm going to go out there and just try and get better every day. And, you know, whenever we practice, we did a good job of all the quarterbacks being included. You know, I threw with all the quarterbacks, and I was confident that, you know, no matter who was out there, I was going to go out there and just do my job, man. And, And, you know, we had struggled on offense, you know, this season a little bit. And you know, that was what it was, you know. And for me, it was just making sure I was doing my job to the best of my ability. And, you know, although not winning was frustrating, you know, I just got to stay on it.
How did you handle being in the city? And I know that Jersey is home to the Jets facility and where you guys play, but the big city does come calling. You get a big win. How did you personally manage your time in or going into Manhattan?
How did I spend it? Say that again.
How'd you manage it? Right, because like I know how it works. One, it's crazy expensive. The traffic's crazy, but also like it can suck up. It provides you energy, but it can suck up energy, and you need all that for work. How do you manage that in your first time in New York City?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in Livingston, Jersey. That's where I stay at, and it's about 30 minutes from the city, and for me, that 30 minutes can be an hour and 30, you know, sometimes. So by the time, you know, you play a game and you've been at the facility all week practicing, watching film and studying your opponent, you know, it really ain't no time to get out to Manhattan. You know, I probably got out there 3-4 times during the season and just, you know, to go shop and get an outfit for the next game, you know, that type of thing. So, yeah, man. Honestly, it is what you make it. You know, your city is there, and you got that if that's what you want to do. But majority of us, we not trying to go out there too often, man. It can be a hassle getting into. I love it when I'm out there, but you know, it's a lot to plan out and get in there.
No doubt about it. Garrett Wilson joining us, Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Of course, he's up for the Offensive Rookie of the Year award, set a Jets team record. With 83 catches, 1,103 yards, unbelievable rookie season, especially all the other things going on the offense considered. If you could tell yourself something before you got to Jets camp that you've learned after a year in the league, what would it be?
To like truly lean on all the vets and try and learn something every day. You know, every day you go into the facility, you spend enough time there to make sure you're having good conversations with the right people around the facility and learning something, being a young dude, you know, and eventually, you know, you want to be able to give that back to the next young dude, you know. So for me, it was a really, you know, good season. You know, I really enjoyed being around with the people we had in the facility and you know, being a young guy, I just wanted to be a sponge to all of that.
Who's the best? Who is the vet? That's the best. That man, this guy deserves some respect for how he handles us rooks.
Lakin Thomason and CJ Mosley, a toss up. Vinny Curry as well, man. We had some good ones, man. That's hard. We really had some good ones. You know, Justin Hardy, you know, we got a lot of dudes that were trying to make sure that, you know, all the rookies were learning something and taking care of, you know. I feel like they kinda took it easy on us this year. And we really appreciate that.
How much they get you for at the rookie dinner?
So we had did like two different rookie dinners, and they ain't even hit me for nothing terrible. It was probably like I think it was 11,000, and it was the running backs and the receivers in there. So it was not as bad as I was thinking it was going to be initially.
All right. Well, that's a good thing, right? That they did take it easy on you. Now you got to pay it forward next year, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I'll probably look out for Rick. I ain't gonna make a rookie drop the bank on me, man. I can't lie. I'll probably just get a burger or something, and take it easy on him, because I know what I went through. You know, year before, I was nervous about it. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was gonna be. They all looked out for me, so I'm gonna make sure I give back. You know,
what is it like to have that Panini trading card, especially like, bro? If you get Offensive Rookie of the Year. I mean, how cool is that card? That card, as much as the award is incredible, having the card that you can put up, send to people, your family can have, that's got to be an amazing thing.
No, yeah, it's a great feeling, man. You know, signing these cards and seeing your picture on there, I mean, you automatically know when that play was happening and how many yards it was. And it's really cool to know that these are things that, you know, people want to get. And, you know, for me...
You there? You there?
My fault, Doug. My fault, Doug. Bree's in here messing around. Can't even have him around, man. I'm sorry.
Those running backs, and those are the guys that you paid for with your rookie dinner. Like, that's sweet.
See, See, Breeze right here. Doug's funny. He said that I paid for your rookie dinner and you're out here messing with me.
Right? Like he tried to earn the money back from Panini, and you're messing with my
yeah,
wallet.
You're funny as hell. You're funny.
Hey,
yeah,
what was
signing those cards, man? It's really cool to see, man. I love being able to give back and know that people are collecting them. You know.
You mentioned Breeze is there. Obviously, you've seen the news today. It came out. Nathaniel Hackett's your new offensive coordinator. What was your first reaction when you heard the news?
Yeah, I mean, I saw it this morning when I woke up, and I can't say I know much about him, you know, but for me, you know, it's something new, and we got to check into the facility, and I'm looking forward to doing that, you know, learning something new and, you know, having a chance to, you know, play that role, whatever role they got for me, to the best of my ability, you know, when the season come around. So, you know, I'm excited to see what this offseason brings and you know, learn a new offense.
Yeah, just go and get that Green Bay offense and go like, hey, everything you did for Devontae, that's what I want you to do. I want to play Devontae in this role, right?
Hey, that's my favorite receiver. It's funny you say that. That's my favorite receiver growing up. But, you know, it don't got to be Devontae, man. That boy was eating while he was in Green Bay, right?
Yeah. Did you copy, like, how he walked, how he talked? Like, how much, in terms of your favorite guy, like, how much did you emulate him?
I mean, a lot, man. And I still check in and see what he did that week, every week, you know, to try and take something from his game. But, you know, just his releases and his change of speed, change of pace, you know, he's always been my favorite receiver, the way he tracks the ball. I mean, yeah, he's just a lot of fun to watch. And, you know, I didn't try to copy too much, you know, just more watching his game and trying to take something.
Did you do the jersey switch with anybody this year?
Yeah, I did. I had some good jersey swaps this year.
Best one is who? The best one is who?
That's tough. Justin Fields, just because that's my boy from upstate.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd probably say that's the best one.
He's almost the league's rushing leader this year, running for his life. Get him some dudes to throw to. That poor guy's running for his life. running for his life. Would you have gone up to Brady and try to get that last jersey?
Oh.
Dudes trying to get Aaron Rodgers' last jersey. He's like, nah, I'm keeping this one. Guys trying to get Brady's. He's like, nah, I'm keeping this one.
You know, I mean, I don't blame him for asking personally. You know, I wouldn't ask just because I would think about the worst possibility. But, you know, some people thinking about it, they thinking they finna get the last jersey that Tom Brady ever played in. You know, yeah. So they like. Yeah, that's their mindset on it. For me, I'm more thinking about he probably gonna say no, and I'm gonna be on Twitter him saying no. You know?
for more information on the Panini trading cards, how to collect your favorite rookie as NFTs, go to www.paniniamerica.net. Hey man, thanks for joining us. Good luck on the offensive rookie of the year, and keep Breece in line, man. Go smack him on the head and tell him we're doing some serious work here.
Yeah, I got to handle Breece when I get off this phone. But I appreciate you having me on, Dad, for real. Take care, man.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.